Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lezer says, Pekaka Chalom. You, this is something which we've had several times, both in Bavli and Yerushalmi. You have a wooden slat which goes into a window, right? They didn't have glass, so they used to close the window with this wooden peg. So in order to put it back in the window, Bismachu Kosher Vitoli, if it's hanging down, if it's tied on and it's hanging down, poking bow, then you can use it to close the window. If not, if it's just lying there on the ground, distinct from the building, so then in poking bow, you're not allowed to use it to close your window. Regardless, you can use it to close your window, no matter if it's good, fixed to the wall or not fixed to the wall. Period. New issue. Kol kisui hakelim, any cover of a vessel, sheish lam beitz achiza, which has a handle. You told him Shabbos could be carried on Shabbos. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "By medvar, when is this true? Kisui karkos. In other words, when do you need a handle? Only with something which covers a hole in the ground. But if it covers a vessel, benkach or benkach, regardless of whether it has a handle or not, nitolim b'shabbos and may carry it on Shabbos. Ezu nagar nigrar. Now, what is this kind of? We're talking in our Mishnah about the window stopper, but we also have a discussion. We had this a couple of blot ago last night, the night before. We had this. What is a bolt which you can use on a door? And it says that bolt that drags on the ground, and therefore you can put it back onto the door on Shabbos to bolt the door shut. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, kosher aval pishlo einotoli. It has to be tied on, even though it's not hanging. In other words, it can be lying on the ground, but it has to be tied to the door in order to use it. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Moshcheni chilfei il chilfei. In the Bible, it's called ilfa. Drag me, Verani Nagar, and he showed me one of these bolts, Michel Base Rebbe, which was in the house of Rabbi Yudan Nossi, kosher, which was tied on, Aval Pishen Otoli, it has to be tied on, but it doesn't have to be hanging in midair, it'd be lying on the ground. Rabbi Yochanan had said, Asya Yechidah the Hacha, our mission, the Shitas Yochid, the Shita Rabbi Elezer, our mission, which is the Shita of an individual Tana, is go in our Mishnah, the Hacha over here, it's going like Kistama Tamon, like the Stam Mishnah in Erevin. Because in Erevin, it says there in that Mishnah about the bolt that you can only use the bolt if it's tied on and hanging down. Not if it's just lying on the ground. It's be tied on and hanging down from the window. So that's the opinion of the Rabbanon there in Erevin. And Ichidah de Tamon, the statement of Rabbi Yehuda over there, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if the bolt is on the ground, you're allowed to use it. It doesn't have to be dangling down. That's Kistama Da'acha. It's like the Rabbanon and our Mishnah who say that even if the Pekaka Chalon is on the ground, you can still replace it into the window on Shabbos. It doesn't have to be tied and hanging. Rabbi Yossi boy, kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yossi asks for Yirmiyah, hech avdi nuvda, halach lemaisa, what are we supposed to do? Amar lei, so he said, mi mada mar Rabbi Yochanan, seems to be, for now Rabbi Yochanan said, moshcheni chilfei, ilfo drag me verani, nagar, Michel base Rebbe, and he showed me the bolt in Rebbe's house, kosher afa pishei notoli, which was tied on, even though it wasn't hanging. Adarmara, this must be teaches us, Rabbi Yudan, like Rabbi Yudan, who's the one who's machmir there. No, like Rabbi Yudan, who's the one who's makel there in Erevin, who said that even if it's dragging on the ground, avdin uvda. Now the truth is, though it's not though we're doing like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like our Mishnah precisely. Somewhat like our Mishnah, but not completely like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is Matthew, even if it's not tied on at all. Even just you can put back the window pane, even if it's just lying on the ground. The Mishnah and Erevin and Rabbi Yochanan hold based on the Rabbi Yochanan holds based on the Maisa that he witnessed in the house of Rebbe. That's not enough. It would be no good. It would just be on the ground. It also has to be attached to a rope. The rope doesn't have to have it dangling in midair, but it has to be attached to a rope. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan wants the paskin here, okay? Asa Rav Chuna, and Asa Rav Chuna Shem Rishmuel, and Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, Achia Kosher Bedelis. However, that means only that it can be dragging on the ground, but it must be tied onto the door. Rabbi Yani, Rabbi Ami, Omar, Rabbi Yani, Rabbi Yani said, Achia Kosher Bedelis Bedover Shiochel Amido. Now it's got to be tied on the door. It's got to be tied on the door with a rope which can hold it. Now, once it's on a rope which can hold it, it doesn't have to be dangling down on that rope. It could be even dragging on the ground, but the rope itself must be strong enough to hold the bolt or the window pane. Because otherwise the bolt or the window pane is not considered connected to the building, and therefore to put it onto the building on Shabbos will look like you're building a building.
Why would one think that you'd have a string that would be strong enough?
Because you didn't only be Yotze. They didn't want it to be Yotze, the Hakonet the Rabbanon. They didn't do it for the actual practical, you know, it's like a blech. You might think it's one, just need a hecker, you don't need more than that. So therefore I have to say that it's more than a hecker, it has to actually be able to hold it. Okay? Says the Gemara, Nikaya the Rebbe Lezer, the bolts of Rebbe Lezer's house have a cousin Brigami, they were tied with a certain kind of rope. Nishmat, if it comes out of the rope, Osir, it's forbidden to use the window pane or the bolt. Nikmaz, if the rope becomes loose, Rabbi Yaakov Barach B'Shem Rabbanan said, Midadei Brashei Tzbozos, so when you want to use the bolt or the window pane, carefully take it with the tips of your fingers. Why? So the knot doesn't continue to loosen and come out. In other words, you have to be careful, because once the knot comes out, you can't use this anymore. It's only as long as the knot is intact that you can use this. So therefore, be careful that the knot doesn't come out. Make sure that as you move the bolt or the window pane to put it in place, that it doesn't become loose. Okay? It's not shumukta, it's merse kibona. Yeah, because to put it back would be merse kibona. The only looks like building. The only time it doesn't look like a building is if it remained attached the whole time. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Kokisukelim, this is going back to Mishnah, any vessel needs a handle. Rabbi Yossi said only is a vessel in the ground. Anything else, even if it doesn't have a handle, you can move the top of the vessel. So it says the Gemara, Abba Barkana, Rabbi Chia Barashi, both said, Bishem Rav, Ne'er Rav, Aloch, Rabbi Yossi, that the only time you need a handle if it's a vessel in the ground, not a vessel above ground. Okay?
Question.
Sure.
Define a
kaling. Any container of any sort. Well, not necessarily. A fork can be a kaling too, but here we're talking about a kaling. There's something. Right. That's what kaling means here. But you're right. Not always does it mean that. Sometimes kaling just means a fork or a knife. It doesn't mean a container, but a utensil, right. But here we're talking about specifically your container. The Kaili what? Right, except according to Rabbi Nechemia, who says that you're not allowed to move them. That's what we learned last night. Okay? Hajlok Perak Kol Kaili, new Perak. We're finding Afilu Arba V'Chamesh Kupos. Oh, by the way, before I forget, next Monday I have a prom. I have a wedding I have to go to. So, if you can give me your phone numbers, I can reach you. So I'll let you know from the wedding how it's going, because it's at the Westin.
It's
where? Yeah, it's at the Westin. So I think I can leave after the first dance, but congregant, the daughter of a congregant, Silverstein and Aberman. Aaron from Buffalo Grove.
I happen to look in book of error in the front for the editor.
Yeah.
Is that the St. Joseph Davis that's in Yoshua?
Which is it?
This is in the front, the editor's one of them.
Which book in error? No, it's not. No. Okay. You're talking about the art scroll.
Yeah.
No, it's different.
I'm looking at the...
No.
is not one of the answers.
They have dance fingers?
Yeah. That's a different. That's a common name. Okay. Next paragraph. We're finding a few arba v'chamesh kupos. Shel teven v'shel tefillah. You can move even four or five containers of straw and of grain. Mibnei Orchim, in order to make room for unexpected guests. Mibnei Beitel Beis HaMedrash, in order to make room for students to sit and learn. Avlos Otzer, but you cannot finish a whole warehouse. If finding Truma Torah, you're allowed to move anything which is edible, such as Truma, which is Tohar, which is still pure, Udmai, questionable stuff, which a poor person can eat, Umai Sarishon, Shinit Lo Trumoso, Umai Sarishon, which the Truma has been taken already, Umai Sarishoni Vector Shiniftu, Umai Sarishoni Vector Shiniftu, redeemed, Turma Sayovesh, dried beans, Mineshu Machal Anim, because all the poor people can do all this stuff. I've lost a table, but you can't move stuff which is still untight. Lost my solution, no need to chew muscle, nor my solution which chew has not been removed. Lost my sushani, nor my sushani. For hektish lo niftu, nor hektish which not been redeemed. Lost a loof, lost a chardal, nor loof or chardal, which is stuff which cannot be eaten on Shabbos. Unfika loof is a kind of spice, and of course you all know the chardal is mustard. He says you can move loof, Neshem Achol Orvin, because the spice is food for ravens. Okay, Rabbi Zira, Shol Rabbi Yoshia. Most of the rest of the Gemara for tonight is Chazora. Rabbi Zira, Shol Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Zira asked Rabbi Yoshia, come through this. Raylan was also mostly Chazora. Rabbi Zira, Shol Rabbi Yoshia, come with Shira Kupos. What is the measure of the baskets? So he said, "Nil mod sosim in amforish." So he said, "Let's learn that which is not clarified from that which is clarified." The tzinatama we learned over there. Shbisholosh kupos, shosholosholosh sein, in three baskets of three saw piece. Tarminis alishka. You can take the money from the Beis Hamikdash, in from the office of Beis Hamikdash where it was stored in order to spend it whenever you need to spend it for carbonos. So here we see that the basket has three C in each, so we assume, which is a wild comparison, but assume also here that the baskets have three C in. That's the standard measure of a basket. Okay? Tavanti, we looked over there. Motzi Yankadim is Yikos Sokos. This is not relevant, but once we're on the topic of Chashivas, so we get into another similar topic. We learned that Motzi Yankadim is Yikos Sokos. That it's somebody takes some wine on Shabbos, the shear is enough to dilute a cup. Rabbi Zio Shol, Rabbi Yeshia, Kamo Shira Kos, says, what's the shear of these cups? I'm like, Yimotzos Minam Forish. So he said, although we don't know explicitly, we learn it from somewhere else where it is explicit. The time Rabbi Chir said, Arba Kosa Shol Pesach, the four cups of Pesach, among the four of them, Yeshlam Revis Yane Talki, you spread a revius of wine. Why? Because each one you dilute 1 to 4 parts. Right? So you take the revius and divide it in four, and then you dilute each one in 3 parts water. So the bottom line is that each cup is a quarter of a revius, and that's the minimum should be chayav and chavs are carrying out. Okay? Mal lifnos min ha'otzer b'sei kaseder hazeh. Can one remove from the oitzer in this manner? Now, this matter is machlokas, what he means by that. The carbonator says, can you take out, in taking out these baskets, can you ultimately take out, you know, if the 4 or 5 are larger, can you take out all of your warehouse and get rid of everything in it on Shabbos in order to make the room for the Talmidim? Or do I say that would be too much of a chil Shabbos, although not chil deraisa, but you know, a desecrating of the spirit of Shabbos, and therefore you can only take out somewhat less than that? Or the way you say, that's the Korbanei Moshe's. Well, that's the Watchman quote. That's the Korbanei's track. Korbanei Moshe's side is, was one allowed to start taking stuff out of the warehouse on Shabbos if one hasn't taken stuff from the warehouse before that Shabbos? Can you do a fresh start on this warehouse on Shabbos? Is that looks like it's so obvious, like you're doing it for the purpose of the Orchim, and therefore you can only do it if you're ready at starting the warehouse before Shabbos? So here the questions are exact opposite. According to Kormi, the question is whether I can finish the warehouse once I start it. According to Pnei Moshe, the question is whether I can start a warehouse which I didn't start yet. So again, let's hear from the case. Everybody agrees that you cannot touch a warehouse. But he can make a pathway and go in and come out. So according to the Pnei Moshe, it makes a lot of sense. And it means that one you didn't yet start taking grain out of, you're not able to start taking that grain out on Shabbos, right? The only thing is that one is allowed nonetheless to walk a path into that grain. That's how Pnei Moshe will explain it. You can't start unless we start before Shabbos.
But the purpose of it is to allow people to come in, right?
Yeah. So they'll sit on the haystacks. They'll use the path and they'll sit on the haystacks.
Well, we had something like this in the Bible.
Yeah, we had this whole package in the Bible. Yeah. So, Istani Tani, Metalti Sadimur. And some will learn that one is allowed to carry Truma truma which got mixed up in Chulin. Istani Tani, those who said, A Metalti, you're not allowed to carry. Amre Blezer Blez says, Metalti Ben Meduma with Truma Torah. Was allowed to carry Meduma if it's mixed in Truma, if it's Truma Torah. Because Truma Torah is, of course, suitable to eat. Umandamar A Metalti, the Truma Tmeya. He who says you're not allowed to carry the Meduma is the Truma Tmeya because, of course, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay? Now, says more further, they have a couple of typos in this line according to the Radal. Radals and Amaral. Uva also she'en book de la'alos. Though this dichotomy between when it's Tmeya or Torah is only if there aren't 100 to 1. Right? But their proportion of 100 to 1 so cancels the Truma which fells in, right? It should be sheyesh book de lalos, those which have enough in order to cancel the truma therein. Lo, there it's not a question that everybody would agree that what? What would everybody agree? If there's enough chulin to cancel the truma, what would we all agree? You can carry it. Right, because it's chulin, not truma. Look like you had a tough day. Week is almost over. Who is the one who says that you can carry it if there is enough lahalos? Rabbi Lezer. Even Rabbon Hold, even if there is enough to be mala, you still can't carry it. So as Gemara says, oh no, Gemara doesn't say. Oh yeah, it does. It's not. We look at Rabbi Lezer Meir Sasha Nufli Yisayah Shalas. Rabbi Lieberman explains that. Oh, should have said Rabbi. Sorry, Lieberman explains that. No, I can't. I'm ruining my reputation. He said, I ruined it by Masech the Shabbos. I guess, but the what? Yeah, okay, you're right. All right, but that's right. Lo lechinam was he called Shoal? Where we just had a Shabbos says we never paskin like Shoal, right? So the same idea. All right, so he says that the pshat is, although the Radal changes the pshat, gives a different pshat, but Lieberman says that the pshat is that you can't, that according to Rabbi Lezer, when you pick up, since we say Seah Shanoflo, Seah Sha also, it means that you, when you pick up one from the Meduma, remember, even if it's Bata, you still have to pick up one, that's the Dindarabonan, you still have to pick up one. But since I say it's the same one which fell in, so it's not a new Maisa HaFrosha. It's not like separating Trumas from Maisas on Shabbos. And therefore, I'd even be allowed to pick up that one on Shabbos. That's why it's okay to carry the whole batch on Shabbos. We're not born, they don't say Seah Sha also, he's Seah Sha Nafla. They don't say the one which I took up now is the one which fell in. So therefore, when I take one up, to give to the Kohen out of the batch. This is I'm doing a new Maisaf Rasha. I'm a new new tithing. So therefore, I can't on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do that new tithing, and therefore I can't move the whole mixture on Shabbos. Okay? Says more further. I'm Rabbi Lesser. Rabbi Lesser said, Adam I made me'er of Shabbos, the person gets down from before Shabbos. V'oim, and he could say, I raise the truma macha, this will become truma tomorrow. Now, as we shall see, this is obviously talking about by Dmai. Well, truma actually not by Dmai. I take that back. A person could say, this should be truma laid tomorrow. It's got to be Dmai. Just a minute. Because we're going to use Brera later on. Yeah, it's going to be Brera. So it's got to be Dmai, because by the Rises we don't use Brera. So let's assume it's the Trumas Meiser of Dmai. That's what it has to be. So I'm right, Blaz. Adam Oymeim Erev Shabbos. The person could say Erev Shabbos from before Shabbos begins. Oymeim says, Harezu Truma L'machor, let this be Truma tomorrow. Rabbi Yisrael Ebun Amer, Ein Adam Oymeim Erev Shabbos. The person cannot stand Erev Shabbos. Voyim Harezu Truma L'machor and say there's going to be Truma tomorrow. Now let's do that. Masnisa Pliga Rabbi Rabbi Yisrael Ebun. Now the following Mishnah argues Rabbi Yisrael Ebun. What does the following Mishnah say? Mishnah says, "Lugging tfulio." If you have, we have just had this in Erev and in Bavli. Lugging tfulio. If you have a container which is a tfulio, meaning it's not going to become tar till tonight, right? Because tfulio means it's going to be tar. You brought to mikvah, it's still tummy till nightfall. So I have a container which is a tfulio. It's going to be tar tummy till tonight, and umilog min achavis meiser tevel. And he filled it up from a barrel with miser from which the Trumas miser has not yet been taken.
This is another case where earlier we talked about those. We thought it was unusual to have a Harev Shemesh by Kalim.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, right. Where are we speak of? Was this being on the Bavli?
No, we spoke about it in...
In the Ushami?
Ushami. I don't remember where, but...
Because this guy, it says here on the side that this is in the Bavli. Things blur after a while, I've noticed that. Particularly because the sugis are so similar. So, I don't remember when we had it. I think we had it in the Bavli, but... In any event, Logit Vuyom, Yelom Minachodis, Meister Tevel. So, yes, it's talking about a case where the container itself is its Vuyom. And so you get a car that's going to get toy that night, and you put into it wine. You need to Meister it, but you can't Meister it tonight, because tonight is what? Shabbos. So, you have to Meister it before Shabbos. Imama raised a Truma Lamacher, Keshetechra. You say, let it be Truma tomorrow, meaning tonight. When it gets dark, I raise the truma l'machar. Becomes truma to when it gets dark. Imam, I raise the eruv. That's where he had it, Be'eruv Tchumen. Be'eruv Tchumen. That's where he had it. Yeah. Imam, I raise the eruv l'amar klum. Why is it not about eruv Be'eruv Tchumen? Because eruv Tchumen is going to... Ben Ashmosho. So when does it become tar? Says the Kochavim, right. So Imam, I raise the eruv l'amar klum. So if that's the case, we see clearly that you're allowed to stand on weekday and miser something on Shabbos, not like Rabbi Yossi. So what's Rabbi Yossi going to do with this brisa? So it says more pasul l'shiyover. It says it's l'shiyover, which in Aramaic is what? That's in Yerushalmi. But in Hebrew, what is l'shiyover? In Aramaic, what is l'shiyover? No, there is. B'dievet. L'sha'avar is the same thing like B'dievet. You're not supposed to do it, but if you did it, then it works. B'dievet has come in our parlance to mean something else. It means a lower level of halachic. What's the word? What? Yeah, it's kind of like the tzarek, which means a lower level of halachic. Acceptance, or a lower level of halachic observance, but really, in the primary terminology, meaning of its terminology, it means something after the fact. Or it's were you to ask us to do it, we wouldn't let you do it. But after the fact, we say it's okay. B'di avad, which in Hebrew would be Kishakvar Asa, right? So the Sha'avar in the Yerushalmi means the same thing as B'dievin in the Bavli. Okay? Should have pointed that out sometime in the past, but I don't know when we had it last. So in any event, so he says it's only B'dievin. In other words, the Chatchili certainly shouldn't say an Erev Shabbos and make something true on Shabbos. But B'dievin, if he did it, it works. Says Mara Baloni. Didn't Rabbi Chia say, who's the editor of the Brisos, Omer? Omer means I go ahead and say lechatchila, right? It's not im Omar Adam, if a person said that it works, but Omer Adam, a person should may go and do it, right? Omer gives permission ahead of time. Islach lemeim l'shavra, you can say to be the evidence, it is lechatchila. Chazab Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Bun Meyadavava. So says more Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Bun reneged. That's it. He threw in his threw in the doubt. He said, "You're right. It's quite clear that you can do it." Says more Maikadun. Taka, how do you do it though? It's a good point. You know, I have to take up Trum Sumaisers on Shabbos. So how can you send every Shabbos to do it? So here comes the Gemara and says, Mikvar l'shef roshenu should happen retroactively from the time that it separated. So really, it happens now, right? Breira. Later on, I'll designate what's going to be the meiser, but it really is taking place retroactively from now. Okay. So says Mar Agatzmicha. Now, normally Agatzmicha is a challenge to the previous statement, but here Agatzmicha is kind of an extension. Agatzmicha, shoyse truma tmeya, shoyse truma tahira. If it depends, if he's a kohen and he's separating truma for himself from the truma's meiser, so he can say mikfar, let it be truma retroactively l'chel chlena when I eat it, right? Because he's going to eat it. Because he's going to eat everything. Because he can eat the Trumas Meiser. He can eat the Meiser as well. Because the Kohen is also a Levi, right? So, but he says, let it be retroactively. At the time I eat it, that already was Truma. Hagatzmicha. Now, what about, you might ask, how does it work? Imagine how it works. Shreis Truma Tmeya. When it was Truma, which is Tomei. Right? If you have Meiser, which is Tomei. So Tomei Meiser can be eaten. But the Trumas Meiser, the Rav, cannot be eaten, right? So when you, but yet if you make it, if it comes Truma on Shabbos, there's a problem with carrying it, right? Because Truma Tmeya is Mukta. So how do you make it Truma Tmeya on Shabbos, even retroactively? How are you allowed to do that? You know, you're carrying something which is to Mukta. So it says, more, he says, Mikfar l'sheni chena bezovis. Let it work retroactively after I have already put it down in the corner. Okay? So he says, I don't want to take it effect that it becomes truma until such time as I put it away, and because after I won't be able to touch it because it's mukta. Okay? Says Amar. Tani, we learned. Metatlin echo truma tmeya, the echo truma tmeya, tara, the echo truma tmeya. Wait a minute. Then we learned that you're allowed to carry both truma tara and truma tmeya. How are you allowed to carry truma tmeya? It's not suitable for anybody to eat. Rabbi Zeravis said, you know what this is talking about? It's talking about tevel sheyesh olav. It's talking about tevel of meiser. Tevel meaning it's untithed. Untithed meiser from which you're going to take truma's meiser. That you're allowed to carry, even though the truma's meiser inherent in it should be mukta, right? Because it's not going to be suitable to eat on Shabbos or any time for that matter, because it's tamei. Nonetheless, since it's attached right now, or it's part and parcel of the general tefel, which will be mutter later on, even though it's tamei, because mice is mutter even when it's tamei. So therefore, we allow him to to carry it on Shabbos. Okay, again, it's tefel. Sheishulav, which has Trumas Meiser incumbent upon it. Tani, Mutzah Tatlo, he's allowed to carry. Ketarosa, what has he do in order to separate the Trumas Meiser from it? No, so he looks at part of it, but he eats the other part of it. Tani, learn Metaldina Chayadom. Now, period. New issue. In Terra Mishnah, allowed to carry mustard seed, because nobody eats plain mustard seed. Says, we're not true. Tani, we learn Metaldina Chayadom, Bimnei Shumachal Yoin. One is allowed to carry mustard because it's dove food. Doves eat it. Okay? So there's going to be a flaw in this. Gemara is going to reject this. Can you think offhand what the flaw is that in that dove's eat it? It's a tricky one.
Doesn't have
to be royal achilles. No, it's going to be royal achilles behemoth. But what kind of behemoth? No. I knew you were going to say that. That was a trick question. No, it's not the chilek.
Maybe he had a
DACA
program.
He was a CD-ROM. Has to be a behemoth who you are.
A domesticated versus non-domesticated.
Domesticated, right.
Domesticated. I thought he had, by definition,
a
behemoth is domesticated.
But not a yoke, not yoke. Mm-hmm. Here, feeding, they're coming, carrying the muscle because you can feed it to pigeons. Pigeons are not domesticated. Okay? That's a chatzav. You're allowed to carry chatzav, which is a kind of food as well. Not a good food. I forget exactly what it is. So you're allowed to carry because of its neshu machal tzvayin, because deer eat it. But as chulas, you're not allowed to carry glass neshu machal na meals because some sort of weasel eats it in order to help digest the food. Broken glass, right? Oh, yeah, okay. All right, that's what I said. Im Cain, if that's the case, he tatlos moros. Then you should be able to carry large branches. Because elephants eat them. So obviously you have to draw a line somewhere. And we're going to draw the line between domestic and non-domestic. Shigamiel Mati Beluf. Shigamiel says, you're even allowed to carry loof, as the Mishnah said, because ravens eat it. Now the Gemara brings this all to a head. Mano Kayamin, what are we talking about? If he's got from that type, right, he's got a pet crow at home, raven. I don't know what the difference between a crow and a raven is. Is there a difference? Yes. So, raven's a bigger bird than a crow? Really? Do you compare a crow to a raven?
No.
He wrote the raven, he didn't write the crow.
The raven is a very large
he wants to be a raven. He wants to be bad. All right. So says more. Do you like to carry loof and neshu machal or because the ravens eat it? Manaka, what are you talking about? Im b'sheish lomos. I mean, if he's got that type of bird or animal in his house, losami matzi b'shul, and also people prep. Literally, it's prevalent in the marketplace. It means that people generally own this type of bird. Everybody agrees it's mutzur to carry food, which is food designated for that bird, or that cow, or that animal, whatever it is. If he doesn't got that kind of animal or bird, that type of bird or animal is not prevalent in the marketplace. Everybody agrees that it's forbidden. What this is what we're talking about. B'sheyesh lo meus amin, he's got that type of animal. Ve'nos amin motzeh b'shuk. But in the marketplace, you don't find too many of that min. And then, a rabbon amin, mikem che'ein oso amin motzeh b'shuk, since there aren't that kind of animals in the marketplace, they aren't sold, so that means they're not domesticated. So therefore, Kamisha also Kamisha ain't lomil. So Rabbanan say, even if you own one, let's say you own your own pet weasel, doesn't help, because butler died quite all of them, call them, you're insane. We don't take you into account, and therefore, since butler died quite all of them, so you cannot, you carry the food for this animal. Just get rid of the animal, because you're insane for domesticating and trying to raise it. Okay, is that clear? So that's how he says. Again, since people don't normally raise that, you can't rely on it.
So you can't feed the head snake on Shabbos? I mean, there are people that have
snakes. That's a good question.
Or hamsters.
Well, hamsters are more universal. Well, probably is for sure, Osser. Because transgressing, cause him to transgress the Raisos. Shvisas Behemto, maybe even. So in any event, again, Rabbanan Mekevich also mean Motzi B'shuk Mishen L'masamin. Rabbi Shingel Meir Mekevich Yesh Lomi also mean Kamisha also mean Motzi B'shuk. It's V'yim. It's as if it's prevalent in the marketplace. Omer Rabbi Zir said Lo Asi Olo Krabich. Oh, I'm sorry. This next piece, Omer Rabbi Zir is going on the next Mishnah. I was put here by accident. So let's read the next Mishnah. Kavi Leikash. Rabbi said, I'm running out of material for tonight. Chavili Kash. I mentioned.
No, it's not
too much. I know. No. I've got it to here. Sure. That's too much. I just mentioned before you came in, I need your phone number for, I think, just where you're going to be on Monday evening because I have a class I have to go to. So I hope to be back by 9:30, but in case I need to call you, I will assume 9:30. The chuppah thing is called for 7. The kabbalah's planning at 6.
That means 7:30 is the chuppah. Means the first dance. Then an hour and a half from the time chuppah ends.
Yeah.
9:30 will be the first dance.
We can go over there.
I think they had to say for the first dance because it is a congregant.
So why is
there it's a weekday. It's cheaper. So it's an in-town wedding. It's much cheaper than a weekday. Okay. Just name do I learn Sunday? No. All right. I am going, by the way, once we're killing time, I am giving shir 8 o'clock Sunday night, the mezuzah shir for the Vod Mishmera stop. Yeah, Rabbi Trusky was supposed to give it for on placement of mezuzahs, but he has to go to a wedding. So therefore, I am giving the shir instead. So if you see Rabbi Trusky in this week's Likutei Pshatim, it's not him, it's me. At the base membership Lincolnwood. That's the front door. I think we can ignore it. If somebody's smart enough, they'll realize there's a combination.
They don't know the Gimel Galatea.
Yes, that's right. That's the spirit. Okay. So moving right along, reading Halacha Beis. Chavili Kash, v'chavili Eitzim. If you have bundles of straw, and chavili Eitzim. And chavili etzim are bundles of wood. Chavili is rolled in other kinds of branches, the thicker branches. In miskin l'machabeh, if you designate them for animal fodder, metalti nosam milat carry them on Shabbos. In lav aim metalti nosam, if not, you cannot carry them. Kovin es asal lifnei afrochim. One can put a basket in front of chicks, kadei shi'alu v'yishered, in order that they should be able to go up and down. If you have a hen which fled, you push it until it goes back into the coop. And one can grab the neck and pull young calves and young donkeys. But shus arami even in public domain. The isha madadis b'no, a woman can like pull her child along. It's only if he himself can move one hand and one foot. Move a foot at a time. But if she's truly dragging him, then it's also Rabbanan, even though we hold Chayin Nose Esatmo, right? It still is an Issa de Rabbanan. Okay? Even though we hold a live person carries himself, it's still an Issa de Rabbanan. Okay, let's go back to that poor part before the Mishnah. Rabbi Zira said, Lo Asil El Krabi Chanina. Rabbi Zira said, this is only going to look like Rabbi Chanina. What's only going to look like Rabbi Chanina? So he says, the Omar said, Oili Moinu Im Rabbi L'Chama's Gror. We used to go with Rabbi to Chama's Gror. Now, what do we used to do in Chama's Gror? We used Oimer Lono, he said to us, Biru Lachem Chaluki Avonim. You have to, if you want to use stones for tomorrow, and I think these are stones for the for wiping oneself. Yeah, smooth stones, right? So then you're allowed to carry them tomorrow. Now we actually don't pass this way. You pass that even if he didn't designate them, because of cover up rios, you can actually take the stone of the child. But he said they have to be designated. So our Mishnah seems to be going like that, because our Mishnah says if you want to carry these bundles, then you have to designate them for Macho Behemah from before Shabbos. Okay? You see that in our Mishnah? It says, Dafka, they're designated to be animal food. If not, you're not allowed to carry them. So that seems to be going like Rebbe. So it's more Rebbe. It's Shania Yihacha. Here it's different. Shuki Kisei. Now, Ukikisei, the Radal says that here, it's a strange Radal, but the Radal says it means that here they need, they would hold, not like Rebbe, like Rabbanan, that since it's to wipe yourself, you don't need designation. But here, since they're bundled together, it's like designation for something else. You understand? In other words, neutral doesn't require designation. But designated for something else requires redesignation. Okay? So here it's designated for something else. Now what is it designated for? The Radal says it's designated to be a chair. Which is very strange, because a chair is not also on Shabbos, right? So what if it's designated to be a chair? So the Bnei Moshe on Omer Beis makes perhaps more the bundle for marketplace for selling for firewood. So he said, I don't know what the derivation word kusa is, but he says it's designated for firewood. So therefore, it doesn't. You cannot use it on Shabbos unless you designate it. Again, because it was designation for something also, right? If it was neutral, you don't need designation later. But if it was designated for Isser, then you need a counter designation for Heter. Okay. Says more further. Taste of Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer asks Kasha. I don't. Vatinian Chabile Kash. Says more. Didn't we learn our Mishnah here? It says Chabile Kash, that the bundles of Kash need to have designation. So says Gemara, Kash Lav Kimufuzaru. Isn't Kash considered to be Mufuzar by definition? Meaning that it's considered to be Macho Behemah by definition. It's not considered to be left aside for firewood. It's considered by definition to be scattered. Scattered meaning here Macho Behemah, so why need new designation? So that's really basically the end of it's a kash without any terrors. The more goes on out of something else, which is taken from Prakim ago, from Parakira. Masisa pliga manda markom yuchad leiser oser. Now this is funny. This is a sugi that way back in Parakira. There was a machlokas between kolam yuchad and kol sheyichdo. Kolam yuchad leiser means anything which is general, which is generally used for iser. Kol sheyichdo means you designated it intentionally for iser. Okay, it's not just generally used for iser. So the following Mishnah argues on the mark called Kolam Yuchad Isser Oser. How so? That anything which is generally used for Isser is Oser. It says, Atina, it says there are Evan Shalpia Chavis. It says, a stone which is on the top of a barrel. Matel Tina, no fellas, you're allowed to turn the barrel on its side and it falls. It's Kolam Yuchad Isser because there's a coin on top of it, right? or stone on top of it, I'm sorry. Rabbi said, no, it's different. Possibly, he can see, explain that that case b'shochech, we forgot the coin. So it doesn't become a bosses with davar. Also, why? Because the coin was not intentionally left, or the coin was forgotten there. And that's why you're allowed to turn the bait sideways, so the coin will fall off, and then allowed to carry the coin. Could be normally something also left there intentionally, asers, but that wasn't left there intentionally. On the other hand, our Mishnah argues, Amandamar, the Mandamar says, call, and here it should be Sheyichto, with Isser, that only if you designated it intentionally for Isser is it Isser. How's our Mishnah argument? It says, Koifin Salif Nea Prokum Shalav Yerdu. You're allowed to put the basket in front of the chicks for them to go up and down. That's fine. But Tani Lo Olome Aleyan. Even if they went up on their own, Asur L'Taltula. That's a contra-kash, because we said only if Yichdo, you designated for the Asur purpose, is it Asur. But here it says, even if they went up and down on their own, it still is Asur. How could this be? If you need to be miyachid, you need to designate for Isser. This is not you or miyachid. The hens arrogated it for themselves, right? So says the Gemara, no. Amar Rabbi Boom, Rechi, Akun Rabbi Zira, Tipot Ribimos. It's talking about where it's a law, where the vessel becomes repugnant because the chicks are going up and down it. So even though you didn't designate for the chicks, it's still mukta because of Mules, because of repugnant. I don't know. I'm a Levi. Anything we learn? Rabbi Yeshua says, "I feel say I feel tirkav." This applies even if they went up on baskets which are relatively easy to clean. Say on tirkav, I think they were smaller, and therefore they're easier to clean. So it says, "More isloch lemeimer say of a tirkav musinain." So can you say that say and tirkav are repugnant? So the Gemara, I think, there says, yeah, it's possible to say tir and tirkav are repugnant, but it's really not directly relevant to our sugya. So the Gemara just brings it down here shorthand. Okay, this is as far as the guy I'm preparing. Should we try and forge blindly ahead to get to the end of the parak? Okay, let's go for it. Amyadis may be yotif. One is not allowed to help assist an animal to give birth on yotif. Ava misadin. Well, no, I'm sorry, allowed to assist. You're not allowed to birth it, right? You know, like use the forceps. Ava misadin. You're allowed to assist it. Okay. Korbanet says Rash, the Gemara will explain it. Miyadin nesisha be'ebishabes. Of course, a woman you're allowed to mamish. You know, birth her. Because the chami can call for a midwife mokom lemokom, even from one place to another place, right? Mechal Shabbos, mechal is a Shabbos, and mechal. I guess that's a tchum, but you can even be mechal Shabbos by actual chal Shabbos. Because the tibun, you can tie the umbilical cord of the child who's born. Rabbi Yosef, avchoytchim kol tzorchei v'chol tzorchei milo isim b'Shabbos. You can even cut the umbilical cord, and every necessity for bris milah can be done on Shabbos. Eizu asiyua. How do you help an animal give birth? Maybe we have this in Babli too, if I recall correctly. You bring wine, and you blow it into its nose. Next time my wife is giving birth, I'll have to try this. You bring wine, and you blow it into their nose. The nose in yoda lamata, and you put your hand below umekavo, and you get the kid. I guess it sneezes or something like that. It either gets inebriated or it sneezes and it releases the child. And this also you can do. You take the animal's udders and you put them into the... What? No, you're not to yank. That's dosh. But you can put it into the mouth of the calf. You can't squeeze the udders, but you can put the udders in the mouth of the cow. Okay, Shigal Milmer, Afmirachmin alabema biyantif. One is also allowed to cause an animal to be merciful on yantif. Also, Kate so he said, nice and gushram b'sham melech arachma. You put a block of salt on its womb, and I guess it causes it pain, and he wrote to Lanik Bana, and that reminds her that it's time to go nurse her kid. Okay. You can call for a midwife, replace base kite, at the end of time, like we learned over there. Not only can it's Masechta Rosh Hashanah, now you can aid him come Michutz Latchum in order to testify on the new moon, but even a Chachoma, even a midwife, can come Michutz Latchum in order to help assist in the birthing process. Mechaylov is a Shabbos, Mechayl Shabbos for the Yoledes, for the woman who's giving birth. Shmuel Amar, Osilo Maduri, you can make for a fire. Afil Bekufas Kamus, even if it's the middle of the summer, if it's necessary or she so desires. The Koshin is a taboo, you can tie the biblical cord. Kehoda Imsei, Amsei the Bar Kapar, like the servant of Bar Kapar, Nafka Mialim Shabbos, she went out to help birth on Shabbos. As it shows the Rebbe. So she went and asked Rebbe, Amar La, whether she's allowed to cut the umbilical cord or not. So fascinating thing, Rabbi said, look what it says here. Amar La, so he said to her, don't ask me. Who should you ask? A midwife. In other words, the midwives have to pass in the Shaila, right? Because it has to do with medicine. So the Rav has to have information from the medical practitioner in order to for the pask in this one, right? Chachama, yeah. But that's in Aramaic, it's chayosa, but same idea. Amar Lezer said, Lega chaya. I don't got any midwife to ask. I'm the only one. Amar Lo, so he said, Zili avdi kaminagich. Whatever you do in a week, they do on Shabbos. Amar Lake a minag. I don't got no minag. She's being difficult, obviously. I guess she was an amateur. She never did it before. I don't know. So, it says more, Amar Lo, so she said to her, finally, he was cornered. She said, easily chatoch Rabbi Yossi. Go cut the umbilical cord like Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah. Kini mas niso. This is the way to read our Mishnah. V'chol tzorche chayo nasim b'Shabbos. Right? It says you can do all the necessities on Shabbos, right? So yeah, it says kol tzorche milos b'Shabbos, right? So we're saying that really it should say kol tzorche chayo, right? Because mila is the next parak. Rabbi Lezer, the mila is the next parak. This Pierre Vergo study is still about the mother herself. Tani, we learned. Hashulia azos, when you get out the placenta, so with Shabbos, Shabbos. Oh, so the Pnei Moshe says that on a weekday, they put it in the ground in order to preserve it in a cool place. But on Shabbos, you can't dig up the dirt. So on Shabbos, Ashirim, rich people, Tumasa B'Shemen, they keep it, preserve it in oil. V'aniyim Tumasa B'Tevin V'Chol. The poor people put it in the, straw and in sand in order to preserve it. Now, why do they do all this until after Shabbos when they're buried in the ground? Why do they do all this? So, everybody buries in the ground. I guess this is obviously a school. It's to give the land collateral. In other words, it's saying to the land, okay, don't worry, someday you'll get the kid. But in the meantime, this is enough. And don't come after the kid until the right time comes along. Okay? What? No, it's not Baba. This superstition is unique to the Yerushalmi. Okay? Yeah. Right. At first, it seems when Pnei Carmen A, they're saying that the reason they preserve the placenta is for, you know, nourishing the kid. But then it seems that it's for this school that they used to do it. Okay.
They take hormones from the placenta.
They make shampoo from the placenta, that I know.
What is that?
It has a lot of keratin or something.
One of the first generation fertility drugs was from the placenta.
But they preserve them nowadays.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
For Parkinson's, isn't it?
No, they take it. Maybe for Parkinson's.
They implant the cells.
It's actually healing. If there's a family tendency, so then when the child is born, they will freeze the blood from the placenta and keep it in storage for maybe 20, 30 years in case the child
needs a transplant.
Needs a bone marrow transplant.